To the Financial Services Royal Commission now, and it might seem obvious, but ANZ Chief Executive Shayne Elliott has said mortgage brokers should have a legal duty to always act in the best interests of their clients. The admission that some brokers have acted unethically comes as the Commission's public hearings draw to a close. Mr. Elliott has also been quizzed on what he's doing to change the culture at ANZ after evidence of misconduct across the banking sector. Our senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is covering the Royal Commission, and he's with me now. Peter, given everything we've heard during the Royal Commission, isn't it surprising that some brokers still aren't doing the right thing for customers?
Well, it sure is, but this has been a major theme out of the Royal Commission, Rachel, when you consider charging of fees for no service, charging dead people. And these are big cultural issues within banks, given the rush for incentives for frontline brokers, something all major banks are reviewing at the moment. But Shayne Elliott said it's time that brokers had a legal rather than ethical duty to act in the best interests of a client. And he told senior counsel assisting Rowena or QC that customers probably take that as a given, despite the current reality.
I'm not a lawyer, but I believe it should be reinforced in the law, yes.
Yes. So are there any views that you'd like to advance, bearing in mind that you're not a lawyer, about the form of duty?
I just think it's, and from a simple perspective, as a customer and I walk into a broker, I believe they're acting for me. That's what our customers tell me, that they're acting in their best interest, and I think that should be codified in a way. And there should be some obligations that come with that, that include what happens when things go wrong, when brokers do not meet that obligation. How are those disputes resolved? I think there would be value in having a framework for that.
ANZ Chief Executive Shayne Elliott, questioned there by Rowena Orr QC. Peter, another big theme from the Royal Commission is the race for sales, profits and incentives. Does Shayne Elliott think that's about to change?
Well, Shayne Elliott says that after more than 27 years of unbroken economic growth, something that we celebrate, it's been a boom time for banks and we've seen monster profits, but they're only just starting now to fade. But questioned again by Rowena or QC, Shayne Elliott said some bankers had become fixated on sales and profits and not so much on their customers.
You have a high-returning business and fast-growing. The logical strategy to pursue in that is to grow. And so the way you do more is to focus on growing revenue. And so it becomes a derivative of that strategy to continue to do more. And at some level, it becomes so confined that people become totally fixated on just the revenue.
The development within the industry of this pursuit of growth in an economically stable and profitable environment?
Yes, and you don't spend too much time discerning which part of the market you want. It is largely all good. And so that has kind of fed this culture.
ANZ Shayne Elliott questioned by Rowena Orr QC. The Royal Commission wraps up tomorrow. What happens next?
Rachel, the finale is an appearance by Wayne Byers, the chairman of the banking regulator APRA. You recall in his interim report, Kenneth Haynes said regulators like APRA are a bit too timid, too reluctant to take tough action. Then Kenneth Hayne and his team will work over the Christmas New Year period for a final report, and that's out on the 1st of February.
Senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.